Music City Magazine,
a weekly program highlighting individuals, organizations, and events in and around Music City.
Welcome back. I'm Dan Idem. Well, it is that time of the year again, National Recovery Month, and today we're going to talk about the annual Recovery Fest in Nashville that's coming to the East Park Green Space in, less than a couple of weeks here. And with us to talk all about it today is Cindy Spelta. Cindy is the chair of Recovery Fest in Nashville. And Cindy, I know you've been a guest on the program in the past. We sure appreciate your time again today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate you giving me a spot to talk about this.
Obviously, a very, very busy time, National Recovery Month. Can you maybe talk about, to start in general, National Recovery Month? I know it's all tied into SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Talk about Recovery Month and kind of the goals of that.
Yes, every year SAMHSA is a national government agency that supports National Recovery Month, and every year is a theme. This year is to join the voices of recovery, our families, our stories, and our recovery, focusing on the importance of family support throughout recovery. And it invites families, loved ones, and other individuals to share their stories and triumphs in fighting substance use disorders, to inspire others so that they can follow in their footsteps. Every day, millions of Americans prove that recovery is possible from alcohol and substance use disorders and mental health. Yet at the same time, there's millions more that are still struggling with the disease of addiction and mental health disorders. These people are individuals, family members, friends, neighbors, celebrities, everyday citizens. And so we want them to be able to get the help that they need. And if they get the help they need, their families are stronger. And if the families are stronger, the communities are stronger.
Now, we talked a little bit before we started the interview about, I know one of your goals or your missions is to try to remove the stigma of abuse and recovery. And talk more about that and kind of why are those stigmas out there still?
Yes. Substance use disorder, commonly known as addiction, is a disease of the brain, and there's many misconceptions surrounding it having contributed to harmful stigmas, which then can prevent individuals from seeking treatment they need. In our history, it's a moral failing, it's a lack of willpower, but it is, the data is there, the science is there, and it's been there, and it's now in writing and recorded that it is a brain disease. And by treating substance use disorders as seriously as other medical conditions, with an emphasis on prevention and treatment, then more people can recover.
I'm sure maybe this is something that you folks have run into over the last, let's say, 5 to 10 years, the maybe unfortunate popularity of prescription drugs and prescription drug abuse. And I'm sure that really adds to those large numbers that you folks are trying to knock down.
Yes, I think most people have heard about it, but unfortunately some haven't. We're in a public health crisis right now with addiction, and especially the opioid crisis and the overdoses. The last numbers I saw, which may be updated by now, 60 people die every day from an overdose. And so we want families to not be ashamed that their loved one has got addiction and it's whispered about and can feel like they can get help. But we are in a public health crisis. So those of us that can be a face and voice of recovery, if you were to look at me, you'd be like, no, there's no way you're an addict. But I was, and I'm in recovery now. And so to help that crisis, what we would love to happen is if somebody walks into the emergency room and they've relapsed or they've been using alcohol or drugs and they're in a crisis, that they get the same treatment as somebody that walks in with diabetes, which is another chronic illness. And there's amazing wraparound services for that condition. And so our movement is to get the treatment for addiction the same, without the shame and the stigma and the misunderstanding. And it's all unintended consequences with the prescription abuse. There was a big emphasis on people not having to be in pain, and I get that. But now it's turned around, and a lot of people are unintentionally becoming addicted. And then when you can't get the pills, they're turning to heroin. And that's where our overdoses are coming in.
Cindy Spelta is the chair of Recovery Fest Nashville, which is coming up, and as promised, we'll get details on that. But one more before we get into that, Cindy, if you wouldn't mind, that for people that are listening and maybe think they have a family member or a friend that may be abusing some sort of drug and need some help, what's the best first thing for them to do, Cindy?
An immediate thing that you can do is call the TADAS Red Line. TADAS is the Tennessee Association of Alcohol, Drug, and Other Addiction Services. That number is 1-800-889-9789. Of course, you can Google anything now. So if you just Google the Tennessee Red Line, you would get everything you need. And they will hook up an individual with whatever services they need. If they need detox or if they need residential-type treatment or an outpatient-type treatment, they can guide you to the next step. And that being a Tennessee statewide number, that way, because there's pockets of treatment all over the state, but at least this one source has knowledge of all of that.
Guide you in the right direction. Let's jump into it, Cindy, here. The Recovery Fest Nashville coming up 2016, the fourth annual. Obviously, a very serious topic, but this is a fun day, isn't it?
Oh, it's a great, huge fun day. Last year, we really turned a corner, and as of today, we already have over 50 booths, which include vendors and some sponsors. There'll be activities at each booth. There's going to be, if you go to our website, recoveryfestnashville.com, you can see the current lineup. As with in the music world, it's apt to change, possibly. There could be some surprise artists or artists that are supposed to perform that don't, but the slots are there. There's music, and then there's a recovery speaker, and then there's music. We also are going to have the executive director of TADAS speak, along with Rodney Bragg, who's the commissioner at the state of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. So we'll have some speakers like that. But we're also going to have just regular recovery people speak.
Let's get the details on this. I don't think we mentioned it's coming up next Saturday, September 24th. Kind of give me the where and when, and is there a cost for this?
No, that's the beauty of this event. It's free. We welcome all anyone that wants to come, and please bring your families. There'll be activities for everybody. We've got tie-dye booths. We'll have food trucks, and like I said, lots of music and lots of dancing out in the green space, lots of activities. It's at the, like you said, it's at the East Park Green Space on Woodland Street, right close to downtown.
Sure.
Not hard to find. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please bring a chair or a blanket. We don't provide seating, but there's a huge green space. So we want everybody to bring a chair and a blanket and just hang out and enjoy the day and celebrate the those of us that are in recovery. The idea being, you know, our world and society has seen what addiction looks like. Now we want to show them what recovery looks like.
And a fun day, I'd mention too, Cindy, that this is a family affair, right? We can bring the kids or grandma, grandpa, whoever wants to get involved and have some fun. And at the same time, get together on this, getting the message out.
Yes, yes. Please bring the whole family. It's a family disease, so it's a family celebration also. So we want everybody to come.
And again, Recovery Fest Nashville going on Saturday, September 24th. We'd want all of you to be involved at the East Park Green Space on Woodland Street in Nashville, 11 to 5. Get all your info at recoveryfestnashville.com. Cindy, for someone maybe that wants to get involved with what's going on here but maybe unable to make Recovery Fest, what's the best way for them to get into this whole, get the message out?
Well, they can certainly go to our website, and we have all of our contacts, everybody on the committee. You can certainly just reach out to myself or anybody on the committee about how to get involved, how to be a face and voice of recovery, how to be of service in your own community about, making recovery more visible and less shameful. So we can certainly guide you, and anybody can be a recovery advocate.
We'll try to order up some good weather for you for this. Again, all your information, recoveryfestnashville.com. Cindy Spelta is the chair of Recovery Fest Nashville. Hope you have a great day, Cindy, and I appreciate you stopping by today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.